and tells us the klal. Rishon Gimel Aleph. Ein kiddush el b'makom suda. Kiddush needs to be b'makom suda. This is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Pesachim. Rav says you don't need kiddush b'makom suda. Shmuel says you do need kiddush b'makom suda. We pass in like Shmuel. The Rashbam on that Gemara says, he quotes a drasha, but it's not seemingly a drasha, certainly not in the Bavli. It's its own drasha. It says in the pasuk v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, that you will call Shabbos an oneg. So he learns, b'makom kriya, sham tiye oneg. B'makom kriya, v'karasa l'shabbos, when you call out Shabbos, what is that referring to? Kiddush. Oneg, sham tiye oneg. It's the source that he brings, that when kiddush is made, it needs to be done al hasuda. Now, l'chora, this is a din d'rabbanan, l'chora. And he's quoting this as a remez in the psukim for kiddush b'makom suda. So if we had to analyze the principle of kiddush b'makom suda, so we already know what kiddush is. We've spent the past few weeks discussing kiddush. Now we have to, and last week, we spoke at the end of the shir, we discussed what's a suda. If you remember, I'll just review very quickly. The Gra Rush said that a Suda only means a Suda on Pas. It has to be Al Pas. The Gaonim had said that no, it's okay even if you drink wine. If you drink, normally you drink a Mali Lugmov, so you have to drink more than a Mali Lugmov in order for it to register as a Suda. So you drink a Revius or a two Revius, so you have to drink more. And then we said that Mizonos, the Shulchan Aruch would count Mizonos as well. Does that mean Pasa Baba Kisnin? Does that mean any Mizonos? Then we quoted that the Shulchan Aruch says peros are not good, but the Shiltei Giborim is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that he said any achil on Shabbos is considered keva. That on Shabbos, even fruit is considered a suda. So, you know, it's interesting. You go to a kiddush, you have potato bagel, and you have chalent, and you have potato chips. You haven't had a suda yet, because you haven't had mizonos, you haven't had wine, you haven't had bread. But the Shiltei Giborim holds that that's enough on Shabbos to be considered a suda. And we don't pass like the Shulchan Yiborim, the Chachilu. But the Eved, there are those who say you can rely on it if you're weak. But in general, that's why at a Kiddush, you're really supposed to eat Mizonos first. You're supposed to eat something that's more significant. So we spent weeks talking about what Kiddush is. Last week, we spoke about what's a suda. What we still have to discuss is what's the makom.
That's
for kiddush. That's for making kiddush. Not for making, but not for suda. Not
for suda. Even fruits.
What was that? He's the Shulchan Gibor is make. Oh, Shmuel quotes the Shulchan Gibor. He says you shouldn't rely on the chachim. And that's why you should really always at a kiddush make sure you have mazonos. So always try to have mazonos. You know, people get very worked up about shear. How much is shear? Shear is not really that much. You know, they classically they say it's the size of a matchbox. Matchbox is not that. I'm not talking about the huge matchbox. It's not that big. You know, so a nice, decent sized rogalach is for sure already exact. So that's the suda. So we spoke about kiddush. We spoke about suda. Now we have to define what's makom. What's considered makom? Kiddush b'makom suda. So we're gonna take a look. There are a couple of seifim here where the Shulchan Aruch goes through trying to define what is considered makom. So in kiddush ella b'makom suda. Ubebayis echad mipina lepina chashav makom suda. So number one, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that within a house, from a one pina to another pina is considered makom echad. Now that luchora means in one room. If you're on one side of the room and you go to the other side of the room, that's still considered kiddush b'makom suda. Shem kiddush lechol pina zu v'nimloch lechol pina cheres. Afilu trachlin gadol, even if it's a huge room, eino tzarach lachzor lekadosh. So this is less practical in the house, unless you have a living room that opens up into a big, you know, open kitchen. So that if you make kiddush in the kitchen, you can have the suda in the dining room. It's the same. It's all considered oso makom. But it's very shaykh when you go to a kiddush someplace. You know, so you go to a big social hall, in the bottom of a shul, basement of a shul, the big social hall. So you make kiddush on one side, and then you go get mizonos from all the way from the other side. It's still called kiddush b'makom suda, even though it's mipina lepina in the because it's all in the same room. Now the Mishnah Berurah he writes in Sifkat and Gimel. If you just take a look, Sifkat and Gimel, when we call makom, he says L'charchila tov shelo lostor mimokom shekidesh. T'hayesh machmirim gam mipina lepina. There are those who are machmir from pina lepina. And therefore, l'charchila, it's best to make kiddush and have the suda in the exact same spot. So again, it's totally allowed. But l'charchila, the Mishnah Berurah advises not to move from pina lepina. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us.
Speaking of the week, the table,
correct.
And
excellent. Oh, very good.
So
if the kid's upstairs, right. Well, if he's planning on eating upstairs, right? You can't make kiddush in one place and then have the suda in another place.
Right.
So, but that's right. So it's a little bit different, that cheshbon. But let's say I remember when during the COVID period, so very early on, you know, I don't know if everybody remembers, like at the very beginning, if you're like exposed to someone, so I remember when the first case was in Gimel. It was a guy, he had davened at a minyan in Beis Abaye. And I happened to have been at that minyan. I never davened at that minyan. I happened to have been at that minyan. There was a thing that went out. I don't know if you remember, in the beginning, they were sending you like this thing of all the places the person had been in the preview. Do you remember this? So I called the guy, and he told me like, yeah, I wasn't really in the minyan so much. I kept walking in and walking out. I was like, no, where were you sitting? He's like, right. When I sat in the front left. I was like, oh, I was in the front middle. So I called Mishrana Briud and they said, no, you have to go into Bidud.
Right.
So I had to go into Bidud for a week, you know, because I was in the same. So I remember it was Shabbos. So we were like cheshvining, like my family was going to eat downstairs. I was like make kiddush from upstairs and try to be motzi them downstairs. So, sometimes this stuff does come up. Okay, but that's the first din here in the Shulchan Aruch. Within the same house, same room, pina lepina, or a big room like this, pina lepina is fine. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. He quotes two Yesh Omrims. The first Yesh Omrim, they're both from the Gaonim. Yesh Omrim shekol haroeh mekomo afilu mibayis kachatzer eino tzarich lachzor l'kadesh. So this first Yesh Omrim expands things based on visibility. If I'm in my house and I make kiddush and we want to eat on the merpeset, we want to eat in the backyard. So we make kiddush inside. Why would we make kiddush inside? Because we don't want to go out, make kiddush, and everybody walk back in and wash their hands, and then go back out again. So we say, we'll make kiddush in the house, and then we'll all wash, and we'll go out and have the suda. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's okay. Yesh Omer that that's okay, as long as you're able to be roeh mikomo. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin here says that might even be true not only from a house to a backyard, but even from one house to another house. If I can see your house, we want to make kiddush in my house, I say, come over for kiddush, and then we'll go have the suda by your house. So if I'm able to see to your house and there's no official divide between the two houses in the sense that there's a street or something like that between the houses, so we can make kiddush in my house, and as long as we can see to your house, it's going to be okay. That's the first Yesh Omer. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do this l'chachila, but that's the Yesh Omer. Then we have a second Yesh Omer. The Yesh Omer, shem kiddush b'makom echad, al das lecho b'makom acher, shapir dami. So the next Yesh Omrim is that it's tali on das. If I make kiddush downstairs, I'm going to eat upstairs. I make kiddush on the roof, then we're going to eat in the basement. Meaning I can't see. It's not one room, pina lepina, and I can't see from one to the other. If I have das, that's also okay. If I make kiddush in one place, I have das to eat in another place. Now, the Be'er Halacha, regarding these last two Yesh Omrims, says that l'chachila, you should only be megel for them if you have both. If it's visible and you have das. That's the Be'er Halacha, is machmir. But l'maisa, I know many places that are megel to rely just on das. This is a very standard practice in certain communities in Chutz La'aretz and in America, that after the main minyan's done, they want to go downstairs to the social hall to have a kiddush. But the rabbi knows that by the time he gets downstairs, people are going to be eating already. Certain shuls, they don't know or they don't care. They're going to start eating. So what do they do in a lot of shuls? The rabbi makes kiddush upstairs in the main shul, in the sanctuary, after davening's over. I don't know if you've ever seen this. When davening's over, the rabbi makes kiddush, and then everybody goes downstairs and eats. Oh, is that kiddush from Makom Suda? It's from one room to another room. It's from one floor to another floor. So they base themselves on this Yesh Omer. The rabbi has das. He has in mind that they're going to eat downstairs. And this last Yesh Omer here in the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have das, You're allowed to go as long as it's the same structure, as long as it's the same building. So you're allowed to go mecheder lecheder, or even meigra la'ara, which means what's an igra? A roof. Even from the roof downstairs. And the Rama writes mecheder, and the Rama paskens like that. The Rama says that it's okay. So this is a practice in certain shuls that they do it. It is a shtickle, you know, not the most lechachila, and that's why they say that, you know, if you're in the shul and you go downstairs, you make kiddush again when you get downstairs. But there are going to be a lot of people. I mean, I've been in plenty of shuls in America where the rabbi comes down for a kiddush, and all of a sudden, you know, people in the middle of eating, they go, oh, shh, the rabbi's making kiddush. You know, in some more modern shuls, like they're already all eating, and then the rabbi comes down, they go, shh, the rabbi's going to make kiddush. They all were eating without kiddush. So the rabbi knows that's going to happen. So the rabbi makes kiddush upstairs, and that way everyone's yotzei say kiddush makom suda when they eat downstairs. Okay.
Is it like a
bizarre to the Rav
then to go downstairs and make
him? So I don't think so. I imagine that the Rav, I guess it depends who the Rav is, but I imagine the Rav realizes that he's doing, meaning he knows it's not the most lechachila thing to do. He's doing it because he realizes that
they put out
wine and grape juice. You know, they put out things for people to make kiddush. You know, maybe if someone didn't hear the rabbi or someone, maybe for the ladies who weren't in shul, so someone has to make kiddush for them. So you see, I guess you have to figure it out based on the context. You see that people are still making kiddush, not for firm reasons. People are still making kiddush. They didn't hear kiddush. Making kiddush. Maybe it's tali on, you know, to go into the kitchen and to say like, no, I need grape juice. Where's the grape juice? You know, there's no wine out. Maybe I wouldn't do that. But if they put it out there, lechor, it's okay to make kiddush.
Right.
Because they say the Chazal and Mamish Mafki, we're going to see the Shacharis and the Paskin, that if you make Kiddush and you don't have a Suda, you weren't Yotzei Kiddush. Ad Kedei Kach, that when you drank the wine, you did so Bister. Because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, and Kiddush is only Chal if it's from Makom Suda. So you made Kiddush, not the Makom Suda. You weren't allowed to drink the wine. You know, it's a chap. Right, the Ramah here quotes a case. I skipped the Ramah. The Ramah in the middle of the Siman, Asif, says, when we bias the sukkah, chashav mipina lepina. So it sounds like a little bit of a kula. The Ramah says that to make Kiddush in your house and then to go eat in the sukkah, that's okay with chachila. That's like pina lepina. And what's the Ramah talking about? What would be the case? The case would be that it's raining. So you say, okay, we'll eat inside. So you make Kiddush. And then right when you finish Kiddush, what happens? Stops raining. So you can't eat now because you have to go out to the sukkah. But you're going to go out to the sukkah, it's not Kiddush Makom Suda anymore. So what are you going to do?
If
you could see the sukkah or if you had in mind. But Lechora, when it started raining and you made Kiddush in the house, you didn't have in mind. So if you could see in a Chanam, you have that. But a lot of people, their dining room doesn't necessarily see their backyard, wherever their kiddush, their sukkah is. So, you know, now, a lot of us, we live, Baruch Hashem, in the United Israel, so you have a salon, and then there's the sliding doors to the salon, out to your merpesa, and you put your sukkah in your merpesa. So generally, you could see from the dining room, but in a house, a lot of times, if you're in an apartment, in the house, a lot of times, the dining room is wherever it is in the house. The backyard could be on the other side of the house. You don't see the outside. You don't see the sukkah from the dining room. So the Ramah here writes that that's still okay. From the house to the sukkah is considered pina lepina. It's allowed. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, I think it is, that this is talking about a situation where the sukkah is in the house. You know, back then, a lot of times they would remove the roof and they would build the sukkah in the house. Okay, so obviously it's okay. No, but they put some type of wall up of some sort because they didn't want all the rain to get all out of the house. So even though there's a wall separating, it's still considered pina lepina because the wall is mitzad the mitzvah. It's not a real separation. So the Magen Avraham takes away a little bit of the kula here since it's only when it's in the house. So lechora, then we would have to rely more on this the yesh omim of being able to see the sukkah. So lemaisa, if you make kiddush in the house, then it stops raining, you have to go out to the sukkah. And you can't see the sukkah, and the sukkah is outside. Or you'd have to make kiddush again when you get outside, or you'd have to make kiddush again. Okay.
So in that case, then, if you finish making kiddush, he's about to drink the wine, and then it stops raining, can't drink the wine.
Oh, So l'chori, he would be able to drink to avoid the bracha of hatala. Now here's the question. We said last week that if you drink a lot of wine, like a revius or two, you could be yotzei kiddush makom suda like that. So maybe when you drink the cup of wine, you should just make sure you drink a lot, and you're yotzei, at least according to the Gaonim, you're yotzei kiddush makom suda. But then I would maybe argue, there's like a famous question. Let's say, I think they asked you Ravaji this question, that let's say you make an ice cream cone, and as you're about to eat, you realize it's inflation. What you do? You realize it's inflation. So Ravaji wrote in the tshuva that if it's been 30 minutes since you ate the fleishiks, which is, you know, the most makel sheet of how much time you have to wait between meat and milk. There's another sheet about suda l'suda, but let's assume for now that's the most makel time. So he says you should eat a tiny drop. Just that way you're not making a bracha levatala. And so that's his suggestion. So I don't know here, if you made kiddush and then it stopped raining, you're not really allowed to eat inside. I would argue that you could still drink a little bit in order to avoid the bracha levatala. Certainly if you drink less than a shir, because drinking less than a shir is allowed outside of a sukkah. Right? You're allowed to have less than a kazayas outside of a sukkah. But what about maybe I should drink a full revius in order to get kiddush and makom suda? But that's already problematic to do outside of the sukkah. So it could be that you drink a little bit. That way it's not a bracha levatala. Then you go out to the sukkah, you make another kiddush, make another bracha out in the sukkah.
So interesting case.
And therefore,
because something bracha, because maybe you're not make another bracha, maybe you use the first kiddush.
But kiddush is a mitzvah.
We'll start about it.
Kiddush on yayin, we said, is, and then I guess kiddush makom suda is also a derabbanan.
Right.
Kiddush makom suda is a derabbanan. Okay, maybe.
It's a bracha
right. Bracha levatala would be more serious, yeah. You would have to try to avoid that, right?
More serious than, because eating dairy after meat is only derabbanan.
Right.
Even 1 minute after me, it's only
that one. It's not Basra Hal Dios. So you're saying that to do that is better than Bracha Levatala, right? That's where the Vajra is coming from. Happens to be the Sfarim are even more machmir in the sugya of Bracha Levatala. So, okay, let's take a look at Beis.
You're
allowed to make Kiddush
several times?
Well, you're not allowed to for yourself. But again, it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about Friday night, so then to make Mekadesh Shabbos, you can only make once, unless you're being motzi someone. Or if you weren't yotzei. And if you made Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda, and you weren't yotzei, so then you haven't made Kiddush yet. Right? During the day, you can make it because it's another Brei Pri Hagafen. That's all you're saying is Brei Pri Hagafen. So if it's a Shinoi Makom and it's Mechayiv, you a new Brei Pri Hagafen, so you can make another Brei Pri Hagafen. Okay, let's look at Beis. Im Kiddush B'Bayis Echad, Al Menas Lechol Shom. So if you make kiddush in house number one and you're planning on eating there, then you change your mind and you decide you're going to eat in another location. Right? I make kiddush in my house and everyone's about to go wash, and all of a sudden Moshe knocks on the door and he says, "We have tons of leftover steak. Why don't you come over for the meal?" So of course everyone's going to say, "Well, we're going to go over." So now what? Now we get to the new location. We have to make kiddush again because you need to make it Shemakom Suda and change location. Start locks for the cottage. Shemakom Shiyutze Lechol Shem. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's true even with rooms in the house. If you make Kiddush in the dining room, then you decide, you know what, let's just eat in the kitchen. So you'd have to make Kiddush again in the kitchen if it's a separate room, not Pino and Pino. If it's a separate room, and you didn't have Das, you don't see the, and you can't see to that room, so you'd have to make Kiddush again. Okay. Gimel, this one's very practical. Im kiddush v'lo sa'ad, and this is, we've already made reference to this, af yedei kiddush lo yatsa. So if you make kiddush and you don't have a meal, so then you weren't yotzei kiddush. You'd have to make kiddush again. Adds the Rama, v'tzarech lecho b'mokom kiddush la'alter, oshie b'dayto lecho shamiyah. You have to... When you make kiddush, you have to eat immediately, says the Rambam, or at least have in mind to eat immediately. We'll see what that means in a second. And if you don't, ava b'lavachi, afilu achal b'makom kiddush eno yotze. Amazing chumrah here of the Rambam. If you make kiddush and you don't have the suda immediately, as lashon is la'alter, so then even if you end up making a suda there in that location, you were not yotzei kiddush. What we see from here is that kiddush b'makom suda doesn't only mean in terms of space. Kiddush in the space, in the place of a suda. It also means in terms of time. Kiddush b'makom suda means that the kiddush needs to be mamish at the moment of the sukkah, of the suda. So what does this mean that it needs to be immediately? So Yashiv writes, you have a few minutes. You don't have to run. But certainly this practice that sometimes you see by people, that they make kiddush, and everybody goes to the couch, and they relax, and they schmooze for 10 minutes. You're probably not yotzei kiddush with that. Because you're supposed to make kiddush. Sometimes at the table you make kiddush, and the conversation starts. So after a minute or two, someone says, okay, you know, let's wash, and we'll talk about it after washing. You really are supposed to do it louder, obviously, as with everything. You know, we said the 11th dibra we've mentioned before is to be normal. So you don't have to, you know, rush everybody to go wash right away after kiddush. Now you have to be a normal person. But the point is that we're not supposed to be breaking between kiddush and the suda. You're supposed to go from one right to the other. Now what does he mean, even if you have das? He says to do it la'alter, or you have das. So the chora, what he means by that is that if you, for whatever reason, need to take a break, let's say if you're in the bathroom, you make kiddush, then you go to the bathroom. Since your das was to eat the meal right away, it's fine. You go to the bathroom and then you wash your hands. It's all considered a tzorach suda. You know, sometimes at a kiddush, in a big shul, it's very crowded, you know, they make kiddush. And then you try to get near the table, you can't get near the table. There's like 100 kids like loading all the food onto their plates. And people are standing there eating at the table. And they always tell them, take your food and move away from the table. Sometimes it takes a while until you get to the table. So let's say it takes you a while to get there, you know. That's all okay. That's all part of the tzarchei suda. That's to get to the food. But the point is that we're not supposed to take a break. We're not supposed to go to the couch. We're not supposed to go relax. We're supposed to really start right away. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here in Yud Beis, he writes, Lo yafsik afilu zman katzar. And then he says that if something, this is also very interesting. Let's say something comes up and you have to leave the room for a second. He says that that's also okay. If you come right back and you do the suda. So let's say you make kiddush. This happened to me the other day. Make kiddush, and then you heard something on the back of your pasuk, you know, something fell. So I went out quickly just to check what it was, and then come right back in and wash. That's also okay. That's what he means here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is adding. That the point is that you're not supposed to take breaks. But if you make kiddush, and for whatever reason, let's say a neighbor knocks on the door and says, oh, do you have a corkscrew? So you go to get a corkscrew for them, and you bring it to them. And then you go wash right away. That's also okay. That's what we're adding here with in the Mishnah Berurah. He says you really should try to move things along as quickly as you can. But if you need to take a break, you know, you can do that as well.
What about if you make kiddush b'makom suda, then you have mizonos, and you continue to wash?
Unless you're a machmer for the gra, so l'chora, if you've had mizonos, you had a kazayas of mizonos.
Yeah, if you make kiddush, sit down, kiddush b'makom suda.
You make kiddush, you sit down, and you have herring with crackers. Now, herring with crackers also, you have to make sure you eat a kazayas of mizonos within, you know, a couple of minutes. But let's say you have a few crackers and you have herring, and then you sit on the couch, and then you go wash afterwards. Before, that would be okay. That would be okay. All right. Now, in Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Yocho Adam Lekadesh L'Acherim Afa Pishan Ochli Maim. This is very interesting. Let's say I don't want to eat right now, but you want to eat. So I can make kiddush for you, and then you have to make sure you have a suda. Right? Like, if the rabbi in shul makes kiddush, and then he eats the zonos, so he was yotzei kiddush b'makom suda. But you can't just eat a piece of potato kernel and say, listen, the rabbi made kiddush. It was b'makom suda, so it was a chalos of a kiddush b'makom suda. So now it's matter me to eat. No. In order for you to be able to eat, you also have to eat the zonos. You can't just eat potato kugel. You also have to eat mazonos. So let's say I want to make kiddush for you, but I'm not eating right now. The Shulchan Aruch says it's okay, but there are three conditions. Number one, and this is something we've learned already, that you have to drink, or somebody has to drink Moly Lugmov. I can't drink the Moly Lugmov because I'm not eating now. So I'm not having a suda now. The kiddush is not chal for me. I'm making the kiddush for you. So if I would drink the Moly Lugmov, I would then have to eat mazonos in order for the kiddush to be chal. So when I make the kiddush, I can then hand you the cup, you have to drink Moly Lugmov. That's condition number one. Condition number two is that the people I'm making the kiddush for have to have a suda. They have to have mizonos. They have to have bread. They have to have a suda. And condition number three, and this is the one that makes it the hardest, is that you can only be motzi someone else in a bracha if they don't know how to make a bracha on their own. But if they know how to make a bracha on their own, you're not able to be motzi them unless you're being yotzei also. Or if you were already yotzei. We have a principle, afa pishi yotze motzi. Since I've already been yotzei kiddush, if you come in, I can be motzi you in another kiddush. But to be motzi someone else, and I'm not yet yotzei, I can't do that unless the person doesn't know how to make kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah here brings a very practical example. He has a case here in Sifkat Nechaf. He has a case here of an almana or a grusha. She lives alone, and she doesn't know how to make kiddush. So the neighbor can't come over to her house, make kiddush for her. Sorry, she can't go over to the neighbor. Like, let's say I have an almana living next door to me. I can't tell her, come over for kiddush, you'll hear our kiddush, and then you'll go home and eat your meal. Because that's not kiddush makom suda. So what is better? Better I should go over to her house, where her suda is, I'll make kiddush for her, she'll eat, and then I'll go home, and when my ready family's ready to eat, I'll make kiddush for my family, and I'll eat. I can be motzi her. She has to drink a mali lodma. She has to have a suda. And since she doesn't know, that's the case that the Mishnah Berurah brings in terms of this. Okay, one last really fascinating question, and then I want to share a very, very quick on this, and then we'll finish with that. And then we really finish the machas of kiddush. This is a very interesting question. It comes up in hospitals sometimes. Can I be motzi someone else in kiddush? This is the same question that we're asking. If the other person's been Mekadal Shabbos, and I have not yet been Mekadal Shabbos. They're Mekadal Shabbos early. This happens in a hospital sometimes. You have people in a hospital that can't make kiddush. They're sick, they're in bed, they can't make kiddush. So the Rav wants to go to the hospital and make kiddush for them. But he doesn't want to be Mekadal Shabbos yet. So it's after Plaga Mincha. He goes, he tells them to be Mekadal Shabbos. He makes kiddush for them. And then he goes home and he's Mekadal Shabbos. He makes kiddush for himself. He goes to shul and makes kiddush regularly. So this is an interesting question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a suffix about this. Because on the one hand, you assume that the halacha is, let's say you're a ben chutz la'aretz, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're keeping 2 days. Which is the standard halacha, what you're supposed to do. You keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. So on day two, can your Israeli host make kiddush for you? To be motzi you in kiddush? The answer is no. Why? Because the Israeli host is not chayev at all in kiddush. It's the second day of Yom Tov. It's Chol HaMoed. There's no kiddush on Chol HaMoed. He's not a mechuyev bedavar at all. So he can't be motzi you in kiddush. He's totally not a mechuyev bedavar. So what about in this case? It's not Shabbos for me yet. I'm not mechuyev in kiddush. But I could be mekabel Shabbos. I'm theoretically shayach. You know, the Ben Eretz Yisrael is not even theoretically. I guess he could move to Chutz La'aretz. But right now, on Yom Tov, he can't. He can't move to Chutz La'aretz right now. So he can't make. He's not mechuyev bedavar. But here, I could theoretically be mekabel Shabbos. I mean, I probably wouldn't because I'd be stuck in the hospital. I theoretically am sort of mechuyev bedavar because I could be mekabel Shabbos. Is that enough to be able to allow you to be motzi them? Kiveyer's a suffix. He's not poshe. He's not poshe the suffix. Right, unless he has in mind, but he's doing it for the other person. It's not my kiddush. I'm doing it for you.
But he could be.
Okay. I hear. All right.
He
only does it to avoid machlokas, and, you know. Okay. One last thing, I wanted to end with a really nice piece of lumdus here. And that's a question of, let's say you come to shul. You come to Avos Shalom, we have a beautiful kiddush, Shabbos morning. So you come to the kiddush and you have mezonos. And then you go home. And you know what, your wife was also at the kiddush. And your kids were at the kiddush. Everybody heard kiddush away. So when you get home, do you just go wash right away? Or do you make kiddush again?
Make kiddush again.
Why? You already made kiddush. You already yotzei kiddush. You did kiddush for Malkum Suda. You had your herring with your crackers. You already did kiddush makom suda. This is a very interesting question. We quoted earlier the drasha of the Rashbam that he sort of creates. The karasa l'shabbos onen. B'makom kriya, Sham Tiyah Oneg. In the place where you say Kiddush, you need to have a Suda. It makes it sound like the Kiddush needs a Suda. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. What's fascinating is that, and that's how the Rambam quotes it, that's how Tosfos quotes it, that's how the Rif quotes it, but the Rosh says it the opposite way. He says, B'Makom Oneg, Sham Tiyah Kriya. In the place of your meal, there needs to be a kriya. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he argues that this is a machlokas rishonim in the lomdus of Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Is Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda mean that my kiddush needs a suda in order to be a kiddush? That's what we've been assuming until now. Or is it that my suda needs a kiddush in order to be a Shabbos suda? Does the kiddush give chashivas to the suda? Or does the suda give chashivas to the kiddush? And Rav Moshe writes that this might be, if I remember, I think it's Rav Moshe, that this might be a machlokas here between the Rishonim. Is it b'makom kriya sham tiyei oneg, or b'makom oneg sham tiyei kriya? So I'll tell you one or two really very nice nafkamina. One possible nafkamina might be something that we spoke about already. What qualifies as a suda for the din of Ein Kiddush b'makom suda? If you learn that the kiddush needs a suda, so maybe we're going to be very broad with what we count as a suda, because the kiddush just needs to be done over some type of chashav eating. So it could be bread, it could be wine, it could be mizonos, maybe according to Shulchan Aruch, it could even be fruit, because the kiddush just needs a suda. So whatever suda. But if you learn the other way, if you learn that the suda needs a kiddush, so then you need a formal suda in order to give the suda chashivas, it makes sense that maybe it's dafka bread you need for this halacha. Because it needs to be a real suda, and the kiddush is there going to be able to enhance the suda. But I'll tell you a better nafkamina. The other nafkamina is this question exactly that we just mentioned. You make kiddush in shul, and now you come home. So how come you suggested right away and said, of course you have to make kiddush again? Why? Because what was your line of reasoning? Because we're having a suda now, and a suda needs a kiddush. So that's exactly the nafkamina. If you learn that the kiddush needs a suda, so I already made kiddush. And I had to eat a suda with it in order for it to register as a kiddush. But I was already yotzei, meaning there's two different things. There's something called making kiddush Shabbos morning, and there's something called having a suda Shabbos. So in order to be yotzei kiddush, normally you do them together. You don't need to do them together. This would be the normal, conventional thinking. So I made kiddush in shul. I did it b'makom suda. So I'm done with I've checked the kiddush box. Now when we get home, I don't have to make kiddush again. I already made kiddush. So now I'll just have a suda. But if you learn that the suda Shabbos needs a kiddush, b'makom oneg sham tiyei kriya, so then, very nice you made kiddush in shul. That was fine. Allowed you to eat. But now that you're having a Shabbos suda, you should make a kiddush in order to have your Shabbos suda. Correct. But if you didn't wash and you didn't have lechem mishnah, so part of the din of suda Shabbos, it needs to be over lechem mishnah. So you had a suda enough that the kiddush registers as a kiddush, but you didn't have your Shabbos suda yet. Your Shabbos suda is going to be when you have lechem mishnah at home. If you remember, and I'll just mention this, we'll end with this. You might remember that there was a shita of the Ramah, two interesting shitas. One was that the Ramah paskin that when you make kiddush, you have to sit. When you make kiddush, you sit for kiddush. You start at the first sentence standing, and then you sit. The Ramah also said that you wash before kiddush. So there are those who suggest that the Ramah sounds like he's learning that the suda really needs the kiddush to be part of the suda, and that's why you need to sit, because you need to be koveya your suda. You need to sit when you say the kiddush. That's also why you wash before. Why do you wash before? That way you're sort of pushing the kiddush into the suda. So there are those who want to suggest that the Ramah is coming from the same perspective, that the Suda needs a Kiddush. This is the reason why there are people who are makbid to... First of all, there's some people who are makbid not to eat at a Kiddush at all, because they say that the Kiddush should really be done with the Suda. There's also an interesting sheet that some people say that you should eat the Shabbos Suda with Teyavim. And if you stuff your stomach with chalent and kugel and herring and all these things, when you get home, you know, you don't have any room left. Some people say that's not a problem. There's always
a problem with this.
Well, right. Also that. Right. Exactly. So, okay. Mitzvah Hashem. We.